Hello, B'nai Seekers. I'm Nina Westbrook, and you're listening to B'nai, a podcast of mindful mental health moments. For today's mindful moment, we will be exploring the price of accessibility in today's social society. Ever notice how our society tends to favor extroverted traits, especially social media? So if being outgoing, transparent, thriving in social scenarios equals popularity and value, where does that leave the introverts among us? The pressure to always be on and social can seriously amp up anxiety levels. What's the true cost of this constant accessibility? And how can we navigate social expectations while staying true to ourselves? Our resident yogi, Ari Kodai, once shared this story with me that I loved so much. I try to share it on any occasion that I can. There are two types of people in the world. There's someone who wakes up with a bag full of coins, and the other type of person is someone who wakes up with zero coins. And so as we go along our day with each interaction that we make, you're either giving a coin away or you're receiving a coin. And by the end of the day, you either have a bag full of coins from all of the interactions that you made that day, or you have an empty bag from all of the interactions that you gave a coin to throughout that day. I'm definitely someone who goes to bed with an empty bag. And in order for me to refill my bag, I have to be in solitude. I have to be by myself. And that's how I re-energize. So I love having interactions and being social. And I think I like connecting with other people. However, the way I re-energize myself is the most important factor here. Simply put, I do believe we as a society value extrovert characteristics, especially when it comes to social media. Access is quite literally currency. So to be accessible is to be popular. The pressure that comes along with this notion is that you must be social to succeed in the society. So how can we navigate these societal expectations while staying true to ourselves? Nurture the relationships that you deem worthy of your coins. Give access to those who energize you and those who create a safe and nurturing space for you to share your authentic, the most authentic version of yourself. That's where you want to live. When you don't have to put on a brave face, or you don't have to remain buttoned up and worry about how you're being perceived, or if you don't have to prove who you are and, or prove yourself in the presence of others, it requires very little energy. So when you can leave the company of someone else, your social media platforms or your social gatherings without feeling depleted or actually feeling more energized than when you got there, that's how you know that they or it is worth your accessibility. What we now know is that societal norms often favor extroverts or extrovert qualities, but true fulfillment comes from nurturing relationships that energize you, that uplift you. So don't forget to prioritize those connections, the ones that allow you to be your authentic selves without draining all of your energy. Thank you for sharing your time and energy with me today on B'nai Podcast. I hope today's conversation has sparked a flame within you to pursue wellness with passion and purpose. Reflect on the steps that you can take to nurture your mind, body, and spirit. And remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Until our paths cross again, take a moment each day to reflect, recharge, and live B'nai. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and tune in every Tuesday for new episodes.